Good morning. Who's calling Christian?
Jimmy Nesbitt.
Hey, Jamelia, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
So where are you calling from? Are you at work?
I'm calling from Bethnal Green, from an old electricity building where I'm shooting Lucky Man Season 2. Stanley's Lucky Man Season 2.
Good man. And thanks very much for giving us a call. And well done on the return of Cold Feet.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, well, yeah, it seems to have gone all right, you know. I mean, I think we didn't know what it was going to be like, but we were all getting quite old and desperate, and one final paycheck, so we did it. I think it was something that we wanted to do for a while, and it seems to have gone well.
Yeah, you must be over the moon. The ratings are great, and the reviews are great as well. His comeback really well. I think it's been very good.
No, it was great. I mean, it was nice to sort of see them all again. We haven't seen each other in years, because we spent five fairly, you know, intense years together, and so I think we did it about 15 years apart, but it was great, and it was probably the happiest it's ever been, so we feel very blessed.
Do you know what? I still think that there should be a spin-off show with you and John Thompson.
Well, yeah, I think it would be a lot safer to do that now than it was 15 years ago.
Yes.
A bit more healthy now than back in the day. But no, he's brilliant, he's been great in this series. And I think what was always good about it was they looked at kind of different and contemporary issues. And now with the fact that we're a good bit older, we're all middle-aged, and to look at his kind of like depression, male depression, I thought was really good. And I thought John did a good job.
Yeah, he did a very good job. And also because obviously we've grown older with you guys. And so the people that watched at that time, we're all now older. We're all middle-aged with those kind of concerns. And so it's like catching up with an old friend and you start moaning about how your back is and what's happening to your life and you fall a bit.
Well, exactly. I mean, I think it does, as much as kind of drama like that can do, but it does hold a bit of a mirror up to us, you know, and I think what was good was it came back exactly where the characters are now. I mean, it kind of left out the entire period and trying to kind of, you know, cheat any period. And so, you know, you do get to that age and you kind of think, well, what is there now a blank sheet of paper? Is there another chapter? Is there a new chapter? Or am I just finished? And so I think people seem to respond. And I think it's nice to see the characters again, because one of the things about it was that people always, I think, related to at least one of them in it, you know.
Yeah,
and it's been, I think everyone's really thrilled with it. And also it's brought a new audience, because, you know, like we've got younger ones in it now, you know, the Kel Spellman, he plays my son, is so good, but he has his own kind of following, and so he's brought a new audience to it, people who have never saw the first, when it first went out. So, it's been good.
And what is who's asked, first of all, sorry, Jimmy, who's asked you to give us a call and what's your charity you're supporting?
Matt Curran. Matt Curran has called.
Get it right.
He texted me his charity, but I can't find the text, but it's a kid.
Oh, dear. Lost in showbiz. This is awkward. There is no Matt, is there? You just wanted to chat. It's
Matt
sad
Curran.
To see you like this.
Curran.
There
Matt
is no
Curran
film set today.
From
you're calling from your underpants. Oh, dear.
Well, that's true. I only had 2 minutes before I spoke to you to get out of my clothes in my underpants. It's the only way I can talk to you. And they're lucky those are still on. But his charity is a kid's charity, and mine is in Northern Ireland. It's called Wave Women. It's a counselling charity that offers support to anyone, particularly children as well, bereaved, traumatised or affected by the conflict in Northern Ireland, which for many still goes on because of the trauma it caused.
Well, good for you for supporting that charity, Jimmy. Now, Jimmy, the way this goes, each celebrity that gives us a call, your question comes from Bernard Cribbins. My word, what a question. What is Bernard Cribbins' dog called in his CBBC show, Old Jack's Boat?
Oh, man.
I know.
What is Bernard Cribbins? Is it Bernard?
Close, Salty.
Guys, I mean, it's this natural follow-on from Bernard, is Salty. And what's the question from you, Jimmy, if anyone calls in the next 10 minutes?
Which way do I sign the capital letter J? Is it traditionally or is it with a kind of an old-fashioned sweep?
That's brilliant. Jimmy, we'll let you go back to work. And Stanley's
lucky man. Stanley's lucky man, yeah.
Take care, mate. Have a good weekend. Thanks
good
for
man.
Calling.
All the best.
Cheers,
Christian.
Mate.
Cheers, bye. Bye-bye.